And there were protests and arrests at the Wells Fargo annual shareholders meeting in San Francisco yesterday. The demonstration led by the Occupy movement was over the bank's foreclosure and lending policies. Hundreds of protesters bought bank shares so they could attend the meeting and disrupt proceedings. As Arthi Shahani of member station KQED reports, activists plan to target more corporate annual meetings using this tactic.
Outside the California Merchants Exchange building, people holding certificates of Wells Fargo stock lined up in front of police barricades.
We are legal shareholders. We're not letting any other shareholders in until they let us in.
Dozens of shareholders and proxies were denied entry, Adam Krugel included. An organizer with the 99% shareholder Spring, he says Wells Fargo, the country's largest mortgage servicer, isn't doing enough to solve the housing crisis.
We demand stop the foreclosure factory, reduce principal to help keep families in their homes, and pay your fair share.
Inside the meeting, recording wasn't allowed. CEO John Stumpf was interrupted repeatedly by protesters. Security escorted them out. The meeting ended in just 37 minutes. Not a single shareholder, protester or otherwise, raised their hand during Q&A. Stumpf joked, "Well, that's a first." His spokesman, Oscar Suris, said after the meeting,
"We're not opposed to hearing differing points of view, but we think it's more productive, frankly, rather than have combat, to have cooperation."
Activists go next to General Electric, which they say doesn't pay enough in taxes. For NPR News, I'm Arthi Shahani.